Blog Talk Radio.
Helping me organize this meeting here today. And Kelly Staraki, I also want to thank you and all the other dons of the four families. Beyonce Corleone from the Southwest. Natalia Minza from the 4-4. Our objective of this meeting today is to discuss Destiny's Child's commandments of relationships. You know, it's so unfortunate, so unnecessary for us to end up with broken hearts. Yes, Godfather, times have changed. Relationships aren't like the old days, you know? See, what we need is a man of his word. All this cheating, backstabbing, hating. No more. But Godfather, how do we avoid all these mishaps?
It's obvious. The writing's on the wall. Thou shalt not hate.
Good morning. Welcome to Real Talk 101 with you. This is D-Love, everyone. And I am so thankful that you guys are always streaming with me. Hey, it's all good. You know I'm putting forth some good stuff. And that's right, guys. The writing's on the wall. No more hating, no more backstabbing, which is why D-Love is coming at you guys with 10 life principles to living a peaceful and productive lifestyle. That's right, real talk, guys. If you streamed into part one of this series, then I believe you are well on your way to creating that peace and happiness that you deserve to experience in your life, okay? So I just challenge you guys to just apply them. You see what I'm saying? Just apply them to your life as much as you can stand. That's right, I said. And you may be surprised at the small but gradual changes that will begin to manifest in your life, okay? So nothing's foolproof. Let's get that. Don't get it twisted, right? But, you know, last week, guys, y'all know I be half asleep sometimes, right, working all these hours and everything, but I enjoy what I'm doing. And so, you know, I do share this phrase. You know, my friends, there's this infamous quote, you know, what it says, 10% is what happens to me in life, and 90% is how I react to it. So 10% of life, let me get it right, is what happens to me, and 90% of it is how I react to it. So these are just, if you missed part one, I gave you guys five of the 10 life principles that I feel that will help you. Okay, so we got to move forward because, I mean, 5 minutes and already passed, right? But I know the first one I want to hit on real quick, life principle number one, honor the Trinity. Love thyself and respect others. And I said, how do we do that? We pray, believe, have faith, and wait. Pray, believe, and have faith, and wait. Well, I want to give you guys some affirmation quotes by some great scholars. That one was by Charles Swindoll, the first one about 10% of what of life is what happens to me, and 90% of it is how I react. Of course, it is a very infamous quote. But then I got one by William James. Be not afraid of life. Believe that life is worth living, and your belief will help create the fact. I'm going to say that again. Be not afraid of life. Believe that life is worth living, and your belief will help create the fact. That is a great affirmation quote, inspirational quote by William James. So we're going to move on to life principle number 6. Cultivate a spirit of kindness and compassion. When you sow seeds of compassion, understanding, just kind of getting out of yourself, and I'm not saying to people you love, family and friends, I'm talking about to others, paying it forward, if you will, you know, just maybe helping someone out at the store, you know, taking the cart back and putting it back where it just show, or just maybe opening the door for someone, or, you know, we had this big thing about paying it forward, and people would pay for other people's meals and different things like that. And I know we have a lot of good people out there in spite of everything that's going on. So that cultivating a spirit of kindness and compassion and love for others, almost in a philanthropic type of situation, philanthropy, someone who loves people, right? And if you do that part, you know what I mean? It says even if the person you're helping doesn't respond with some sort of thankfulness or gratitude, don't worry about it, right? All right, you done your part from the heart. Okay, the law of the universe will recompense you. The law of the universe definitely will recompense you. You're going to get it back. Don't worry about it, because this ain't about you, right? I used to get upset. People didn't say that. It don't matter. You ain't got to say thank you. You know what? I did this from the kindness of my heart. So we should always, life principle number 6, always cultivate a spirit of kindness, compassion, and a love for others, right? Because it takes a village, and we're all in this together. Life principle number 7, this does not compute. No hate. No hate. This does not compute. You know, studies shown, guys, that when people are, they believe and they are spiritually driven, and let's say they really love themselves, you know, they love their image, their personal, their character, their persona. They just love every, you know, thing about themselves, right? They're comfortable with themselves, whether they're short, tall, big, or small, it doesn't matter. They have this self-esteem about, this confidence, right? Studies shown that they tend to love people more, so they don't really, there's not, they have the capacity to love others and see others, like I said before, through the eyes or the lens of philanthropic type efforts, okay? What does philanthropists do? They love people. They love others. They create initiatives to help others. So they have this innate love for people, right? So when you, if there's no hate in your life, obviously there's no room to hate, right? Because you're so full of love. And so, which means, so number one, when studies have shown that one of the reasons could be they understand that they are all wonderfully made in the image of our Creator, that they are perfectly made, and they understand this beautiful body and life, body, mind, and soul we possess, and so they can appreciate life, okay? And number two, they think it's because we understand and love who we are inside and out. Yep, you know how you go and you look in that mirror. I know I do. I ain't gonna cry. I ain't gonna lie to you. I said, damn, you are so fine, right? Now, there really isn't room in your world to be hating, because you know why? You're too busy focusing on yourself, right? There's no room for hate, because guess what? You're too busy focusing on you and cultivating a good life and lifestyle for you. So life principle number 6, cultivate a spirit of kindness. Life principle number 7, this does not compute. No hate, no hate, and life will be great, all right? Now, in relation to life principle number 7, no hate, I want to throw you out a bonus. I want to give you an inspirational quote, by William James. The art of being wise is knowing what to overlook. Get that? The art of being wise is knowing what to overlook. What do you overlook? You overlook the bad, okay? No, you can't do anything about it, but you have to be able to focus on what is good. Focus on what is, and we talked about that in the Life Principle Number One series, okay? So I love that. The art of being wise is knowing what to overlook. You cannot take everything personal, right? All right, that was Life Principle Number 7. Now we're going to go to Life Principle Number 8. This is my favorite one, guys. This is so funny. All right, lose the attitude and find the gratitude. You know, my friend M.K. Mueller, she was my very first guest on my show, and she's got the Eighth to Great book, and it is phenomenal, and she stresses this gratitude phenomenal, okay? And I love it. And so it's lose the attitude and find the gratitude, okay? Like the infamous quote so many of us are familiar with, again, I'll say it again. Life is 10% of what happens to me and 90% of how I react to it. I like to say, lose the attitude and find the gratitude. You get that? Lose the attitude and find the gratitude. Of course, life seems more problematic than simple, but I'm 100% in agreement with that infamous phrase, right? Because life will happen. It's how we react to it. And I'll be the first one to admit I've not always reacted to problems and situations as positively as I could have or as constructive. A lot of it had to do with my maturity and my age, and thank God I'm over that, okay? But as we've said before, you know, most of us know, you know, any decision we make, good or bad, big or small, it will either make us or break us, right? So I take it a step further. If we eject less attitude and project more gratitude, be thankful in everything for what's going on, for whatever reason God allowed it, we don't know, right? But if we eject less attitude and project more gratitude, I believe our responses to life issues will be more thought out and dealt with in a more constructive fashion, okay? You may also want to implement Life Principle Number 1. Remember that one? Pray, believe, have faith, and wait. Just pray about it, because really, truly, you're just going to stress yourself out. It's really not worth it. You know, it's unfortunate, but there are some good things going on, okay? And we're going to get to that. All right, I'm going to move on to Life Principle Number 9. I love this one, guys. I love this one. Oh, wait a minute, guys. I got an affirmation for Life Principle Number 8. Lose the attitude and find the gratitude. Check this out. This is by my famous scholar, again, William James. Action may not always bring happiness, but there is no happiness without action. Action may not always bring happiness, but there is no happiness without action, right? So we have to put things into perspective and apply things. Action may not always bring happiness. It's just like weight training and training. Boy, it's hard. You're trying to work out. Your muscles are sore, but you're putting it into action. But guess what? But there is no happiness without action. Action. So once you see the results of all of your hard work, the result of it is happiness. I love it, guys. So lose the attitude and find the gratitude. That is Life Principle Number 8. Life Principle Number 9. Okay, guys, because we're looking at 15 minutes, 40-something seconds. Think big, dream big, and laugh big. That's right, I said it. Think big, dream big, laugh big. How do you think big? You always believe in yourself and focus on what's important to you. How do you dream big? You create a vision that will ultimately create the type of life and lifestyle you deserve and desire. It's just that simple, right? How do you laugh big? You purpose to be happy while you're on your way to more happier days and success. That's right. So I'm going to say that again. I love this one. Life Principle Number 9, think big, dream big, and laugh big. How do you think big? You know how you think, babe. You always believe in yourself and focus on what's important to you, okay? How do you dream big? You create a vision that will ultimately create the type of life and lifestyle you deserve and desire, right? And how do you laugh big, all right? You purpose to be happy while you're on your way to more happier days and success. Why? Because the haters gonna hey. But the shakers gotta shake. So sometimes it's not always personal, guys. It's just simply business. But you must stay determined and focus on what's important. That's right. You gotta stay determined and focused on what's important. What's important? You. Wow, you. You. Period. Y-O-U. Okay, that is life principle number 9. Now, guess what? I have an affirmation and inspirational quote, again, by my boy William James. This coincides with my life principle number 9. Think big, dream big, laugh big. He says, to change one's life, number one, Start immediately, right now, not later, okay, immediately. He says to change one's life, start immediately. Number two, do it flamboyantly. And number three, no exceptions. Whoa, man, if that ain't powerful, guys, come on. Y'all got to be getting this. Y'all got to get some power flower going on right there, right? Or be a flower power, whatever, right? Okay, how powerful is that? To change one's life, he said, number one, I mean, he literally numbered these guys. Start immediately. Start now, right now. Number two, do it flamboyantly. That is, do it with style. Hello, because the haters going to hey, okay? It's inevitable. The haters got tossed out of heaven. All right, number three, no exceptions. How cool is that? These are things we have to really reinforce into our thinking and just, I mean, because we're made up of mind, body, and soul. We're just not this moron walking around in life. We do have feelings and we're, you know, we're made of all sorts of muscle and tissues, and so we're only human, right? So these are things that we really have to program in our mind, body, and soul. Now, I might add to this one quote from Mr. William James, I might add, do it exceptionally. He says, start immediately, do it flamboyantly, no exceptions. And I would like to add to that, do it exceptionally. That's right, do it exceptionally well. Exceptionally well. All right, so that was life principle number 9. Think big, dream big, laugh big. Now, life principle number 10, all right, embrace the minute and simple things of life. Embrace the minute and the simple things of life. Okay? Number one way to do that is just the air you breathe. You can't see it, but you're breathing it. Okay? You woke up this morning, you know, the Lord got you through the week. He got you through the day. Yeah, it was a rough grind, but you made it through, right? You're still here. You're still standing. You're still breathing. Number two, okay, these are minute things sometimes we take for granted. Just a simple movie night with the family and the friends, you see what I'm saying? Or just walking around the mall admiring the different attractions, or just walking around the park, you know, just not taking certain things for granted in life. Just enjoy the simple movie nights, like I said, with family and friends, that dinner, just talking on the phone, being able to be a shoulder to lean on, you know, just those little things that we, you know, or someone there for us to give us a kind, encouraging word. Those are the simple, minute things. Or, like me, I love the fresh smell of rain. Or just going out into a garden of fresh crops. Now, I cannot garden to save myself. My grandma was trying to teach me, I should have paid attention, but I didn't. Okay? But But anyways, I love it, and I love the fresh smell of rain. I love rain, and I just thank God sometimes for that when I go out and I'm just even just a beautiful sunny day or just a nice when the clouds are really kind of overcast, and I mean you just want to kick back with a nice movie and a blanket. Those are the simple things. You may not have everything that you want, or you might not take a trip to Vegas and spend a little money, but you can sit at home and you know, curl up on the couch or something like that, okay? Now, how about, you know, that relationship or that situation or something that, you know, it made you a better person, though. It hurt you really bad. It hurt you to the core, but it made you a better person. So, you know, those are little small things we can just kind of look at and say, okay, not where I want to be, but I'm sure not where I used to be, right? All right. Or how about when, okay, guys, come on now. I really don't mean this literally, but sometimes, you know, when your kids tell you they love you and you know they do, but you can't tell. You know what I mean? You just can't tell. They be like, oh, I love you, Mama. I love you, Mama. All right. Right, just kidding, guys. But you get what I'm saying? I mean, come on. They're there. They're saying they love you and different things like that. So, hey, at least they're saying it, right? But anyways, guys, I this has been fun. And so I hope that you guys have really gained some sort of perspective. But that was life principle number 10. Embrace the minute and the simple things of life. There's so many things that we can be thankful for. And so I certainly try to be thankful for the small things. I'm definitely not perfect, but these are life principles that I definitely do my best to apply to my life, and I have to say it helps me. I've had people all the time, they come up to me and they'll say, boy, you're so happy, and I'm like, really? Do I really seem happy? Well, thank you. I'm so thankful and grateful that, hey, somehow that light is shining, but I still have work to do, and so I definitely do my best to apply these to my life, and I'm pretty, you know, so far so good. You know, I go to the doctor, and the doctor says, yo, you know, you're good, your heart rate's good, your blood pressure's good, you know, for a woman your age, and I'm like, wow, praise the Lord, you know, and of course, with the exception of my red blood cells, you know, I have genetically born with, you know, hemoglobin issues, but hey, and I think a lot of that too is because I don't eat a lot of red meat, you know, so it could be either way, you know, I maintain it, you know, do what I need to do, eat plenty of iron. But other than that, these are good things to just try to soak up. So life principle number 6 real quick, cultivate a spirit of kindness and compassion, okay? Let's just try to pay it forward, try to just do something for someone else and take out of our need sometimes and watch how God will bless us, whether that be in time, tithing, or talents. I believe God honors it all. Number 7, no hate. This does not compute, okay? If you pretty much just, you know, love yourself, there was a saying that, you know, if you're able to love yourself, love God, love yourself, you can certainly love others. That it just comes easy. It's just easy. So, you know, and if you focus on what's important in life, you know, no, we all understand that no one will, or let's just say this, we will never be 100% liked by anyone. We will always have people who either don't like us for whatever reason, and I'm just thank God I don't have a jealous bone in my body like that. I love everyone, and you know, sometimes it's hard to love the bad people, but we pray on that. You know, we pray about that. All right, and then life principle number 8. It is lose the attitude and find the gratitude. Right. All right. That is so important. I say eject less attitude and project more gratitude. Be gracious for life around you, the people in your life. Even, you know, sometimes God says be thankful in everything, the bad, you know, because, again, that could be the situation that makes us a better person, or that incident, whatever it is. You know, it could have brought about some sort of transformation. It's hard. I'll be the first to say that, and that's why I like that quote, life is 10% of what happens to me, but 90% of how I react to it. I love it. And I might add, eject less attitude and project more gratitude. You know what I mean? And I do believe that in that way, and then we can think things out sometimes and not be so angry, you know, because sometimes life will make us so angry. All right, number 9, think big, dream big, laugh big. How do we do that? We always believe in ourselves, focus on what's important. How do you dream big? You create a vision that will ultimately create the type of life and lifestyle you deserve and desire. How do you laugh big? You purpose to be happy while you're on your way to more happier days and success. Why? Because guess what? The haters gonna hey. All right, but anyway, but you must stay determined and focus on what's important, and that is you. That's right, guys, it's you. And, of course, life principle number 10, the simple things of life, embrace the simple things of life, create synergy in your life. You know what I mean? Just bring some harmony. That is, just when you wake up in the morning, you look outside, you just say, wow, it's beautiful. The flowers, the grass, the fresh smell of rain, family movie night with your family and friends, you know, are just, you know, most of my friends and family, we always say, I love you. Okay, I love you. And most of the time we do. Because we've proven that to one another. And so those little things mean so much when someone say, oh, I love you. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. I am praying for you. You know, just the small things, you know, is what matters. And I want to leave you guys with my famous quote by William James. Okay, be not afraid of life. Believe that life is worth living, and your belief will help create the fact. Guys, make sure you join me next week. We are also going to be doing a Mother's Day special. And so hopefully I can get some information out on that. Until then, it's been wonderful. If you guys missed part one of this show, I would encourage you to go back and archive it. Go into the archives and download it. And you will be truly blessed. I think you're well on your way to living a healthy, peaceful life. All right. Peace out. And you guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
You for helping me organize this meeting here today. And Kelly Staraki, I also want to thank you and all the other dons of the four families. Beyonce Corleone from the Southwest. Natavia Minza from the 4-4. Our objective of this meeting today is to discuss Destiny's Child's commandments of relationships. You know, it's so unfortunate, so unnecessary for us to end up with broken hearts. Yes, Godfather, times have changed. Relationships aren't like the old days, you know? See, what we need is a man of his word. All this cheating, backstabbing, hating. No more, no more.
Godfather, how do we avoid all these mishaps?
It's obvious. The writing's on the wall. Thou shalt not hate.